Today's shiur is Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Dalet. We are on Daf Dalet. Today's shiur is sponsored by Shoni Benjamin Schwartz, Lahagdol Torah L'Adir. Okay, so we're going to discuss the concept now of Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesorah, which is similar to the idea, or maybe is the idea, of Kriyuksiv. When you have certain words in the Torah that are written one way, or and read another way, or are written in a way that can be read one of two ways, and we read it a certain way, then which way do you darshan? Which is the more important way? Is it how it's written, or how it's read? So there is a Gemara in the Dharma, I think in Daf Lama Gimel, that says Kriyuk Sivs and the different spellings and variations of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But there are those who say otherwise, and we'll try to get to those, to a few other shitas throughout the shiur. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz, Ubei Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, all of those, these five shitos, Kulu Sviru Luhu, they each hold, Yesh Eim LeMikra. They say that the Iker Mashmos of a Pasuk is how it is read. It's with the nekudos. It's how it's read. Margolis Yom points out that whenever you have a list of five people who say kulus v'ilu, we never pass them that way. He says that's the way you don't pass. Because he says basically it's these lists to exclude are excluding. It's these people hold. Everyone holds. These guys hold this way, but other people do not. So Rebbe, where do another Rebbe says Yesh Eim LeMikra? Hamid the Amaron. It's what we just said yesterday, right? Yesterday we said that he was Doresh Yarshiun. B'lashon Rabim, it didn't have the vav. It's written Yarshian, I guess, with what that above. So it's lashon Yachid, but it's red lashon Rabim. So he says that's two dayanim, and then you had two dayanim here and two dayanim there, plus the Ein Beis Din Shakol made you and gave you five. That was Rebbe. Next is going to be Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz. So for each of these things, in each of these cases, we're going to need a little bit of a hakdama. So the halach is when a woman gives birth. Right, if she gives birth to a boy, then she's tameh for 7 days. Then for 33 days she's tahor. These are all deoraisa. You don't paskin this way at all. This is all up on level deoraisa. Right, so for 33 days she sits in her. It's clean. And for an akeva, when she gives birth to a girl, so she's tamah shivuayim. We say if shin veiz ayin yud mem. So shivuayim. Variant reading could be shivim, but we hold shvuayim. Okay, so she's for two weeks, and then for 66 days she sits on her demei tahara. So we see that there's a that for when you give birth to a girl for 2 weeks, 2 weeks she's tamei, and after that the next 60 days she's tahora. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz. So what's the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz who says yesh eim lemikra? The Sanya, we have a brisa that says, this is actually a sifra in Tazria. Sha'alu Talmidim es Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz. Right? The pasuk says, V'tamash v'wayim k'nidasa. So they say, Ekra ani shibim. I can read it shibim. I can read 70. Look at the way the word's written. I can read it as 70. So yachol tihei, you let us nekeba tamei shibim yom. So maybe, when you give birth to a nekeba, you should be tamei for 70 days. Not shvuayim 2 weeks, but shibim 70 days. So Amar Lahan, so first Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz gives an answer, and then he goes to what's relevant to us. Amar Lahan, he goes, no, it's impossible to say that it's 70 days. Basically he says if it's 70 days, the whole calculus is off, because it looks like everything for a boy is double for a girl. And if it's 70 days, it's more than double. Amar Lahan, time v'tir b'zachar, v'time v'tir b'nekeb. When you give birth, is a time of tumah and a time of tahara, both for a male and for a female. Kishatir b'zachar, the tahara b'zachar, b'nekeba kiflayim. It's double, right? For the male, it's 33 days. For the girl, for the female, it's 66 days. So you see, it's double. So kishatir b'zachar, b'nekeba kiflayim, at kishatime b'zachar, b'nekeba kiflayim. So too, the ratio has to be double. So if a boy, it's tummy for 1 week. A girl, when you give it to a girl, it's tummy for 2 weeks. Not shivim, but shvuayim, right? So they gave him that answer. Then la'acher sheyotzu, after they left, he said, wait a second. La'acher sheyotzu, yotzu umachzir achareihem. He ran after them. Amar lahen, he says to them, yitam zekukim l'mchach. You don't even need my answer. You don't even need my svara answer. Why? Because shvuayim karinan. We read it shvuayim. It's written shivim, but we read it shvuayim. And therefore, v'yesh eim l'mikra. And the ikur is how you read it. So it's read shivim, and therefore it's shivim. Sorry, it's Shvuayim, therefore it's Shvuayim. So don't come on and tell me that it possibly could be Shvuayim. The Rosh say that they could get the Tosfos present. There are other answers. He says one of the other answers is that if you say it's Shivim, that means she's tummy for more than she's Tahor. Right? She's Tahor for 66 days and tummy for 70 days. That doesn't seem to make sense in the Pesukim. The Pesukim seem to be indicating that she's tummy for less time than she's taller. Anyway, so he gives a different answer. He just says that it has to be, there's a ratio of 2-1. And if you say Shuayim, you mess up that 2-1 ratio. Good? Okay. So that, you see, that's from Yehuda ben Boretz, who holds the concept of Yesh Eim Le Mikra. The next case we have is Beis Shammai. Okay, so one of the next couple of years or so, we'll get to Uzbach. And one of the avodos by the Karbonos is the Zrika of the Dam. The Dam has to be sprinkled, I heard someone say spritz. I like the word sprinkled better. It has to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. And there's a difference to the amount of times the dam has to be sprinkled on the mizbeach, depending on the carbon. There's a possibility of it being sprinkled four times, once in each corner. Then you have, and we say it every morning, some people say it every morning, Ezum Kol Mishal Zvachim, it gives the example. There's a fifth parak in Zvachim. Either once on each corner of the mizbeach, once on two corners, that equals four, right? Shnayim Shem Arba, because you put it on the corner and it goes to both sides. And there are those who just have to do it once. Okay? So, and there's also a chilek as to where the dam is thrown. There's what's called the chatos apnimios, which is like a pile on the over shel tzibor. Those the dam is sprinkled on the inner mizbeach, the mizbeach hazav. But a regular chatos, it's on the karnos mizbeach havechoshes, the outside. Okay? And those are on top of the chutz sikra. There's a line that goes across the mizbeach. The other karbonos, non-chatos, the karbonos are sprinkled on the bottom of the chutz sikra. Okay. So the question now is that there is the chachamim make a drasha when it comes to all meisim that you have to do by kachim. If it's only the ikuva, if it's written in the Torah twice. If it's only written to do something once, it's not li'ikuva. B'di'evit would be, if it's written twice, then b'di'evit would be okay if you didn't do it. Right? Only what's written twice do we say, the words is, shina lafa kasuv le'akiv, that the mice is le'akiv. So what's the following case? Beis Shammai. What's the case of Beis Shammai who says that there's aim le'mikra? Ditnan. There's a Mishnah Zvachim and Daf Lamed Vav. We're talking here about the sprinkling of the damer karbon on the mizbeach. So Beis Shammai omrim, Kol hanitonim al mizbeach achitzon. All of the karbonos whose bloods are sprinkled on the outer mizbeach, right? And Rashi points out, we're talking about the ones that have that two that equal four, right? You have to sprinkle two twice, right? On each corner, it goes to each side. Shenosan b'matana achas. If you just sprinkled one, you just sprinkled once. Kiper b'di'eved, the karbon is valid, and the owner of the karbon got his kapara, okay? Ubichatos, but by a chatos, which is where you have to sprinkle four times around the mizbeach, then shtei matanos. You need, in order to get kapara, but the evidence enough to just sprinkle twice. Okay? Beis Hillel says, af bichatos shenesonon b'matana achas kiper. Even by the chatos, which is sprinkled above the chutah sikra, and which needs four sprinkles, Beis Hillel says, even once is sufficient for the evidence to get kapara. So the Amar Rav Huna, my time at Beis Shammai. What is the svara for Beis Shammai? Why they say that even one sprinkling is sufficient? Because the Pesukim say by the Nitzinas Hadam. This is by Yikra Perek Dal Pesuk of Hey. But Beis Shammai says you only need one. Beis Shammai says you need two by the Chatos, but by the other Korbanos you need one. So he says, what's my time to Beis Shammai? Because it says, karnos, karnos, karnos. The three times in the Torah, when it talks about it, it says karnos. And the word karnos is written, I guess, the word karnos is red, with mullet. It's red karnos, what?
He's talking about, why you need two applications for a
chatas. Beis Shammai says you need two applications for chatas, but one application for a non-chatas. Beis Hillel says even for a chatas you only need one. If I said it wrong, I apologize. That's how it works. So Rav Huna says, my time to Beis Shammai. We read three psukim, karnos, karnos, karnos. You read the corners, right? Karnos is two, karnos is two, karnos is two, that's six, right? Hare kan shesh. That means we have six matanos. So arba le mitzvah, he splits them up. Four of them are le mitzvah. You're supposed to sprinkle four times. That's le mitzvah. The shtayim la akev. And by the chatas, two of them are rikuva. Right? So we have six. Four are the mitzvah. Two are to be ma'akev. Beis Hillel omrim, no. Because karnos, one time, karnos is written with a vav. The other two times, karnos is written without a vav, which could be related to karnas, which is the, which is singular. So therefore, we only have four, hare kan arva. So shlosha l'mitzvah, three is the mitzvah, the achas la'akev, and only one is li'kuva. That's why he says, v'echat, there's only one. But you see basically, according to Beis Shammai, he's going aim l'mikra. How do we read it? We read it karnos. It's maybe written karnas, but we read it karnos, so that equals six. Beis Hillel seems to be reading it, so you can say ish in l'masorah, which means karnas, which only equals four. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, according to Beis Hillel, right, maybe the emo kulu l'mitzvah, maybe you have to say that karnas, it's all the ikuva, right? And therefore I don't know why they're only asking this Beis Hillel, I don't know why they answer this on the Shammai. But they're saying that maybe karnas, all, it means that you have to sprinkle each of these amounts. And that's the ikuva. So the Gemara says, sorry, aim a cool lemitzah, the other way around. Maybe all of these are just lemitzah. Maybe, b'di'evet, if you didn't sprinkle at all, you would have kapara. So they says, no, kapara b'chti lo ashachan. It's impossible to have kapara without one of the avodas. There are four avodas of the korbanos. You have to do the avoda. I mean, what you would have, I don't know what the havamin was. Do we have havamin that if you didn't do shchita, it would be work? Says a havamin that you don't do zrika, it would work? I don't understand what the havamin is there. Also, okay. So that's the sifa Beis Shammai. That's number two. That's number three, actually. Beis Shammai holds yesh aim lemikra. Rav Shimon says, Desanyo, we have the following brisa in sukkah, the vav and the base. We're talking about the amount of walls that you need to have a kosher sukkah, the minimum amount of walls. So, Rav Shimon, the tanya shtayim ki hilchason. The brisa says you need two full walls, and the ashlishis afilu tepach. And then a little tepach on the third wall, that's kosher, that's what Tam Kama says. Rav Shimon says, shalosh kehilchason. You need three full walls, b'revias afilu tepach. And the fourth wall can be even just a little bit moved over. So my kamiflagi, so what's the machlokas, whether it's two plus or three plus. So my kamiflagi, Rabbanan hold, yesh ein l'masoris, Rav Shimon sabri, yesh ein l'mikra. The machlokas is, yesh ein l'masoris, yesh ein l'mikra. Tosis points out throughout a lot, that there are other gemaras, we have these gemaras, they mazvi the machlokas different ways. And here we're also going to try a different way to imazbi machlokas. So you have to, we don't have time, you have to learn these sugyas with the other times they appear in Shas. So Rabbanim Savri Yesh Eim L'Masoris, Rav Shimon Samuel Yesh Eim L'Mikra. How does it work? Rabbanim Savri Yesh Eim L'Masoris, that the Ikur is the Masoris, meaning how it's written without the Nekudos, right? So it's written in the Torah, in Vayikra Chav Gimel, in Pas Psukim, and Beis Thrum Em Gimel, Basukos. It's written without a Vav. So that can mean read, that, so it's written Basukas. Right, which is lashon yachid, and another time it's written basukos male, which is two. So reikan arba. So that means you have four walls, right? Learn out four. Dal chad kral legupai. You have to take away one sukkah, one of the sukkahs. You have to take away because you need that lima to teach me. They have to build a sukkah to begin with. So that means I have three left over. Pashul plus, now I have three in my hands. So now we need, you know that we need three walls. And Asoi Hilchasa, we have a Halacha Moshe Misinai that tells us that Gir Asa Lishlishis. We have the Okimtia Tepach. We have the Halacha Moshe Misinai that says that even one Tepach of a wall is satisfactory. So that we started with four, we lost that one to the Lima that you have to have a Sukkah, and we lost that the other full wall and left with the Halacha Moshe Misinai, two plus, according to the Chachamim, dash Yesh Eim Limasorah. So how it's written. But Rav Shimon holds, Basukos. You read it male, right? You go by the Kri. The Kri is Sukos, it's all plural, that's six. Hare kan shesh. So dalchad kra legufe, take away one for itself. So you take away one Sukos, what are you left with? You're left with four. You took away two. You take away one, so that's four. Pashlu arba, asai hil. So then Halacha Moshe Misinai comes and says, Girata le revius ogme tefa. Halacha Moshe Misinai takes away a wall except for a little bit. So you're left with three plus. That's how he holds. It's three plus. Yesh aim lemikra. What's the next case? The next case we said was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Desanya. This is a brisa. What is it? The Bryce says in Torah's Kohanim, I guess it's in Emor. Okay, so we have the idea, the concept that a Kohen Gadol cannot be mitame b'mase. So we're talking about Tumas Ohel here, right? Tumas Ohel is where you go walk into it, same, either you walk into an Ohel that contains the Tumas Mase, or you're Mahil over, you make the tent, the Ohel over, a Mase. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Minayin li'reviz dam sheyotze mishnei mesim. The shear of blood that makes something tame is a revius. Rabbi Akiva says you can be mitzdarif blood from two bodies. If they equal a revius, you can be mitzdarif these two bloods to make a shear to be tamei. So Rav Kiva Omer, minayin l'revi is dam, sheyotza mishnei mesim, that comes out from two separate mesim, shemitamei v'oel, that it becomes tamed, if you're mal over it, or you're in the same oil as that, you have tumas ohel. Shneemar, the pasuk says, and vayikachav alef yud alef, he says, al kol nafshos mace lo yavo. Right? You shouldn't go into the tent that has nafshos mace. And we say the dam hu a nefesh, and with the minimum amount of dam, that's a nefesh, is a revius, and nafshos is nafshos is said in lashon rabim, and mace is lashon yachid. So, shtei nefashos b'shir achas. You see from here that it's two dead bodies, two bloods, but one shear. That's enough. But that's aim lemikra, because that's how it's read. It's read nafshos. The rabbanon, they say no. It only has to be, it has to be from one body, because it says nafshos shiv. It's written with malt, it's written chaser. So it can be read, it's written as nafshas, which is singular. So therefore, they hold aim the mesora, and therefore they would hold that you can't combine two bloods of two different people to equal the revius. Okay, so we finished a little bit about the six shittos about yesh aim lemikra, yesh aim lemesora. Just want to bring down the fascinating radak. Okay, and then we'll bring down the Barbanella argus. Again, we mentioned the Gemara and the Aflam and Zion. It seems to indicate that kriyuk siv is halacha Moshe Misinai, but there's a radak. The radak is hakdama to neviim. So the Radak in his Akdama to Nevi'im, it's right before you say for Yeshua. So he writes about Kriyuk Siv, which I'm not sure if it's the exact same idea as Yishin Lamech in Masora. I think it's very similar, whether you go by what it's written or by what you read. So he says, he's trying to explain where Kriyuk Siv came from. So he says, Gam echtov tam ksuv kasuv a kri, kasuv a lo kri, or kri la kasuv, kasher ucha la teis tam l'shneim, to give a reason why they happen. He says, "V'nira ki hamilos ha'elu." These words, "Nimsa'u came." Why are they written this way? "Lepisha begolos rishona." After the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, in the begolos rishonu, "Abdu hasvarim." They lost the svarim. "V'nitaltalu." They basically, there was a break in our ability to. We didn't have the text anymore, right? "V'nitaltalu." "V'chachamim yodei Torah mesu," and the chachamim died. "The anche knesses hagdolos zero Torah liyoshna." And the anche knesses hagdolos, which is basically Ezra, who came back and gave the Torah back again. "Matzu machlokas b'svarim." They found, you know, different texts. So basically, they lost the transmission. "V'holchu b'hem achar harov lefi daitam." When they reestablished the text, they went according to rov daitam. "Ubimok," and therefore that's what we have. But what when they have is that they couldn't come to a conclusion. "Ubimokum shelo hisiga daitam alabiror." When they weren't for sure. "Kasu echad below noktu," they wrote one without a nekudos, or "kasu b'chutz," they wrote on the outside, below "kasu b'pnim," became "kasu b'derech echad b'pnim b'derech echad b'chutz." They tried to maintain the variances to show that they weren't certain as what the text should be, which is, to me, is a mind-blowing radak, which seems to be indicating that what happened was that you lost the Masorah for a time being, and then Ezra had to recreate it. So I wasn't going to say the radak, because I thought it was a little mind-blowing, but at least when I find someone who argues, I was able to quote it. So I found the Abar Brunel also has Hakdama, but this is the Abar Brunel's Hakdama to Sefer Yirmiyahu, and I have to thank Rabbi Adam Mintz for these Marvakomos. He has a shiur from Hishul online. So he says the Hakdama of the Abar Brunel to Yirmiyahu, first he brings them the radak, and then he brings the Abar Brunel, he says, "The Hadeya Adas Hazeh, Asher Iskimbo HaChachamim Ha'ela, the Atzosam, their whole chevra, Rechoka Meni." It's distant from me. "Ki Eich Uchal B'Nafshi L'Ha'amin." I can't believe this. "The Eich Ale Asfasla, Shemotze Ezra HaSoper, Sefer Torah, V'Sefer HaLokim, V'Sefer Nevi'ov, V'Shar HaMidvar Meruch Kodesh, Misupakim, V'Bilbul." How's it possible you count a Torah with Bilbul? Basically, taking the hard line over here. The Radak was willing to read in that there was a problem and that Ezra had to recreate. The Rabbi knows it's impossible. Everything comes from our Sinai. Everything comes from the Moshe Mitzrayim. He says it's impossible. We have the lach of a Sefer Torah, that the Sefer Torah that's chaser one os, it's puzzle. So if we have a Sefer Torah now, it's going to be puzzle because we're not sure what the letters are. Apparently, I heard that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says that it's quite possible that, you know, right now our Sefer Torah are really not kosher because we don't know. The Gemara also says we no longer have the ability to determine what's a mole, what's a chaser. We don't know where the vavs go. It's just fascinating. So he says Rabbanu continues and says, "V'nei zos nechamtenu be'inyenu shetor Hashem iltan." It's our nechama in our galus, which is interesting. I think the Abar Brunel wrote his parish on Nevi'im after he was exiled from Spain. It's with us. If we find out that what they're saying is true, that the Torah that we have is really corrupted and it's missing, then we're not going to have any nechama. What are we going to do with the Sefer Torah? But you see that that at least the Radak was willing to read this into the text. I didn't see it, but apparently there's a Maharal somewhere that says that blasts the Radak. And says it would have been better that he would have said these divrei kfira, and he would have said these. It would have been better for him to have dirt in his mouth than to let this come out. Apparently, the Rishonim were more willing to read in certain variants in the text than later. The problem they have with this is that it seems to indicate that this goes against one of the Yigim Likrim, that the Torah that we have today is the same Torah that we have for Moshe Rabbeinu. But we'll talk more about that later. It seems to be pretty clear that it's not exactly the same. There are variances in the text, and we'll see another one on Amud Beis. Okay, so that was okay, Menachem. Okay, so that was. I didn't want to say the Radak until I found the Abarbanel. I thought it was too much for me at least. But right now we saw that these six shitas hold of Yesh Aim Lemikra. You go according to how the Torah is read. So now the Gemara is going to say, no, it can't be that there's a machlokus. Maskif lo Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov asks, Mi ika the less yesh aim lemikra. Right? Is it possible that anyone holds something other than yesh aim lemikra, that we go according to the mikra? Everyone has to hold aim lemikra. If that's the case, we have to reinterpret all six machlokos. Right? Yesh aim lemikra. V'hatanya, we have the following brisa. The pasuk in Shmos Chav Gimel Yotes says, Lo sivashel gdi b'chalev imo. We read it b'chalev. But it very well, right, with chalev, they say, for whatever reason, chalev means milk. Chalev, chalav, the same thing. But you could very well read it b'chalev, which is the fat. So why are you reading it chalev, chalev? It says, lo tevashel gdi b'chalev imo, yocha b'chalev, maybe you're not allowed to cook the kid, with the fat of its mother. Why are you saying that it means milk? So therefore, amarta, you must say, yish ein lemikra. We go ein lemikra, based on how it's read. It's read chalev. So that's what they ask. They say, it's not like Yichelov anyway. So they say also, because it would come to teach you, because we say it's Asr B'Achila, Asr B'Hana, Asr and all, so maybe even though it's Asr by itself, you have these other three other issues that come into play. Now it would be Asr B'Hana to have the fat and the kid together. It would be Asr, to cook. But they all talk about that it's Asr anyway. But you have Isser Chal Isser, you have to work that out, but it's only Habibin anyway. So the Maskan is, we say Yesh Ein LeMikra, which means it's Chalev, not Chalev, it's Chalev, which somehow means milk. I thought Chalav means milk, but Chalev means milk, and therefore everyone has to hold Ela Kulei Alma Yesh Ein LeMikra. Everyone holds Ein LeMikra. No, you can't eat. The Shumans you can eat, the Chalev you can't eat. Right. The Chaya you can eat, but the Behema you can't. Right.
Which leads you to
read
it two different
ways. Right. Why does reading it one chelav chalav have to do with yesh and yesh and l'sorah? What do you mean?
The same way shvayim.
Right. Same
way shvayim. I would say it's not a question of yesh and
l'sorah. It's a question of how do you read the pasuk. Right. So that's, to me, that's, but yeah, how do you read the pasuk? Do you read it?
But there's no alternative way.
We know that if you hold yesh aim l'sorah, then you could read it. You can read it. And maybe there's a. It's written this way. He's just saying that. I don't know. So maybe we'll get to that. Maybe the Gemara is going to address that when it rejects this whole thing. But right now we're under the assumption that kulei alma yesh aim lemikra based on how it's read. So now we have to reinterpret all six machlokos now. So what are they arguing over? El the kulei alma yesh aim lemikra. Excuse me. So, what about the machlokas Rebbe Rabbanan, who said, how many dayanim you need by dini momenos? If both of them hold a yesh aim lemikra, and from the word yarshiun, it's two dayanim, so how come one holds five, one holds three? This is a machlokas. It says, the pasuk says, asher yarshiun Elohim. So Rebbe Saba, Rebbe holds yarshiun Elohim achrina. Because then, it says yarshiun Elohim, and then it says another pasuk, it says, ad Elohim yavo. So he says, those are two different Elohims. They're plural. Yashir Elohim and Elohim, 2 plus 2, plus 8 bases in Shakal, 5. Yashir Elohim. Rabbanan Savri, and Rabbanan hold, no, Yarshiun, the Yarshuyun, which is Mash from the two Dayanim, it is Beloshan Rabim, it's the Ha'ich Lahaya. This is how the Meshach Chachma explains the Gemara. It's talking about the same Elohim that we had previously. It's the same two. And then you can't have a base in Shakal, so that equals 3. But they all agree that Yarshiyun is plural. That gives you two. The question though is it the same Elohim in this Pasuk as in the other Pasuk? If it's not, then we have two times two. Right? It's four. We're at a problem, because you see. We said, Kuli Alma Yeshayim LeMikra. So we have to be Masvid Machlokas a different way. Now, what about Rabbi Yehuda Ben Roitz, who had the whole thing of Shivuim Shivuayim? He says, that's why it's no problem. He said Yeshayim LeMikra. Lo Pli Rabban Aleihu. There was no indication. There they asked him a smart. Maybe we could say Shivuayim. He goes, no, Yeshayim LeMikra. Okay. I mean, there was no Machlokas. What about the Kaddish of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, right? About how many sprinkles you can have, right? Beis Hillel says even one by a Chatos is sufficient. Beis Shammai says two. If we're not being cholik on Eim LeMikra, Eim LeMasor, what's the Machlokas? So Beis Hillel, the Tanya, it says, B'chiper, B'chiper, B'chiper. It says B'chiper three times, which teaches us that one Nesina is sufficient. Mipnei Hadin. I need it because there would have been a svara to say otherwise. What's the svara? I don't understand where we never get to back to Beis Shammai. Maybe Beis Shammai still holds because of the Eim LeMikra, but Beis Hillel says it. It says Bechiper three times, right? Behalo dinhu. Why? What's the? You would have a binyanav. Behalo dinhu thinks a binyanav, right? So nemar damin lamata. It says by the karbanos whose blood is sprinkled on the kir, on the wall of the mizbeach below the chutah sikra, it says you have to sprinkle there. V'nemar dam lamala, and it also says you have to sprinkle the blood of a chatos, which is sprinkled above the middle line, the chutah sikra. So ma damim hamur limata, just like the blood that's sprinkled below, shen the son of imata achas kiper, that if you did one sprinkling, it's enough, right? B'di'eved af damim hamur lamala, shen the son of imata achas kiper. So then even by the chatos, which requires four sprinkles, maybe if you do it once, that's sufficient. That's one way. Oh, klach l'derach zo. Or maybe you would learn the following way. Nemar damim b'chutz. There are korbanos chatos, their chatos, that their blood is nizrak on the mizbeach achitzon, on the outside mizbeach. V'nemar damim b'fnim. And there are certain korbanos that are nizrak on the inner mizbeach. Ma damim murim b'fnim, chisar achas me matanos los lo klum. The blood that's sprinkled on the inner mizbeach, if you miss one, it's pasul. You have to do all the sprinkles. There is li'ikuva. So maybe we say, just like on the chatos on the inside is li'ikuva, so too, adamim hamurim b'chutz, so too the blood sprinkled on the outside mizbeach for a chatos, chisar achas mehamatanos lo'asa klum. Then maybe it wouldn't be good either. So we have two ways of learning chatos. Do we learn chatos from the other korbanos that are given on the outside mizbeach, or do we learn chatos from the korbanos on the inside, the other korban chatos on the inner mizbeach? And the Gemara says, so nearly midome. So let's see which one it's more similar to. Do we say don chutz mi chutz, that we learn one korban from the one korban chutz from another korban that's outside on the outside mizbeach? The ain don chutz mi pnim, and therefore we don't learn the chatos, the inner chatos, the outer chatos from the inner chatos. Oh, klach l'derach zo, or say it this way: donim chatos v'abakronos mechatos v'abakronos. Maybe you should learn one chatos from the other chatos. A korban that needs four sprinkles to another korban that needs four sprinkles. It's going our appetite for his zvachim. But al yochiach zesh ein chatos the arba korbanos, and don't learn chatos from another korban. Learn it from its own kind. It may be inside, but at least it's a chatos. So therefore, Talmud. So if that would be the case, then we would see that all four are li'ikuva. All four sprinkles are li'ikuva. Therefore, according to Beis Hillel, comes the pasuk Talmud Lomar b'chiper 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 mipnei hadin, in order to teach us not to learn it from the inner chatos, and to teach us kiper apple pishul lo nasan el shlosha. This kapara, even if you only sprinkle three times, kiper apple pishul lo nasan el shtein. This kapara, even if you sprinkled only twice, and kiper apple pishul lo nasan el achas. And kapara, even if you only sprinkled once. So Beis Hillel is not learning from Yesh'im L'Mesorah. He's learning out from the extra limit of the Chiper, V'Chiper, V'Chiper. Beis Shammai must be learning Yesh'im L'Mikra, and therefore he has that it needs to be done twice. I think, we don't get to Beis Shammai. Okay, the next machlokas that we have to reinterpret is the machlokas of Shimon Rabbanon, who had machlokas on how many walls the sukkah needs. Is it 2+ or 3+? So we say, Ubahai Pligi. So Rav Shimon Sabar Shchacha Lo Baikra, Rabban Sabi Shchacha Baikra. We go Yesh'im LeMikra. Okay? So therefore, we have Sukkos. We have six. You have to take away one Sukkos to actually learn that you have a Sukkah. Now we have four. The Machlokas is, do we have to take away another, right? We have to take away another Sukkos in order to learn Shchach. So if you take that away, you're left with two. If you don't take it away, you can go to the three. I think that's how you read it. Rav Shimon Sabar Shchacha Lo Baikra. You don't need a pasuk to teach me that sukkah needs schach. So therefore, we learn from the pasuk in four walls, and the halacha Moshe Mishnah takes away one. The Rabbanan Sabar Shchacha Baikra. The schach needs a pasuk, and therefore, or maybe you don't take away the sukkah. One of the sukkos teaches me a wall and schach. So therefore, I only have three walls, and the halacha Moshe
Mi Sinai. How do you say the two walls?
What? No, I think it's one Sukkos takes away the idea that you have to. That's how you have to read. I think Sukkos number one is to learn in the midst of Sukkah. Sukkos number two teaches schach and a wall.
Right.
So you have one wall.
Oh,
Sukkos teaches you two walls, so you have three. But the Lacha Moshe Misina that we know takes away the wall up to a tefach, so you need two plus. Whereas opposed to the other Mandamer says the first Sukkos teaches us the mitzvah Sukkah, so we're left with four. Schach doesn't need a pasuk. The Lacha Moshe Misina takes away a wall, so it's three plus. First, you have to know. They're saying first you need a pasuk to teach me the whole idea.
That's one.
So that one left with four.
Yeah, but if you're pluralizing it and saying Sukkos,
right?
Do you take away both of them, or are you taking away one of them?
You're taking away part.
Sukkos meaning two, or are you taking away only half of it?
Six becomes four when you take away the first Sukkos. Now I have four. So now what am I doing with these four? Are all four for walls, or is it three for walls and one for schach? Okay, that's that answer. Okay. So now the Gemara says, this is where it gets a little interesting as well. The Gemara says, wait, with the Kuli Alma Yesh Ein LeMikra, does everyone hold Yesh Ein LeMikra? Can't be Yesh Ein LeMikra. Let's look at Tefillin, right? So you have the Shel Yad, and you have the Shel Rosh, right? In the Tefillin, the Shel Yad is one cloth. Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon, Behaltli, this is what Machlokas. Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon, Nachos Tarti Mashma. Everyone says Nachos. What does Nachos mean? It's plural. Yeshem LeMikra. Nachos is Tarti Mashma. It's Mashma, two bodies. And Rabbanon Sarbi, Nachos Tal Mashma. No, Nachos, we call Nachos in the Olam. Anybody who dies in the world. Doesn't mean two specific bodies. It just means any person. Which is not really any person. I think it's only a Jew. Right, so. Well, maybe Nefesh is a Jew also. But that's how you explain that, Machlokas. It has nothing to do with Ein LeMikra or Ein LeMesora. Now the Gemara says, right now we just reinterpret all the Machlokos to say that everyone holds that Yesh Ein LeMikra. But is that really the case? With the Kuli Alma Yesh Ein LeMikra, Vatanya learning out the chambers, the compartments of the Tefillin Shel Rosh, Vatanya, a pasuk says by Tefillin, it says Totapos, Totapos, Totapos. Right? Totapos, Totapos, Totapos. Right? So two times it's written, the Gemara says that two times it's written chaser, right, which can be totafas, and one time it's written male, so learn how it's written, totafas is two, it's four compartments with Phil and Shel Rosh. With totafos, hare kan arba div Rabbi Shmuel. That's the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva argues and says, no, I don't need totafos, that's not a raya, because, ain't otsarech, because tat bekat vishtayim, pat ba'afrikishtayim. Totapos is the combination, which is also very lot to talk about here. Totapos is a combination of two foreign words that each mean two, tat and pas. One, it means two in Katvi, and pas means two in Africa. That equals four. So you have four right away from the totapos. It means four. What are foreign language words doing in the Torah? That's an interesting question. But Tosas asks a better question. And all of you ask a better question on the concept of totapos. We said that totapos is written chaser twice, and mole three, and mole the third time. Look in the Chumash. Joseph points it out. Tema, the loksivav bein alef latav v'kulo. Look in our Chumash, Totapos is not written male. Totapos is written chaser each time. What is going on in the Gemara? What is going on? Totapos is not written that way. So, it's hard to say, but it seems to indicate that there were different textual variances. I hard to say, but it seems clear there were different textual variances between the Gemara, this Torah that the Gemara may have had, and the Torah that we have. What? Right. So, and just to make it clear that it's not only here, the Tosos and Shabbos on Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis also talks about the word of Ma'aviron, right? And it says something, and he says Hashash Shalanu Cholik Al Sfarim Shalanu. That's the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger lists 20. Again, I thank Rabbi Amins for pointing out this Marmakom. Mark Shapiro also has the Marmakom in one of his footnotes in his book. He quotes 20 places in Shas where the Torah of the Gemara is different than our Chumash. 20 places. Right, it makes no difference. But I don't have to go through all of them of what they are. Sometimes he says, sometimes it's just that it's one pasuk as opposed to two pasukim. You know, it's broken up differently. Those aren't as big a deal. It's just but it seems to be that there are variances. There are variances between the text that was had here and the text that was. It's funny, Rabbi Mintz mentions it. He says a variance also is that we have the, what does it say about the Shaila B'Chacham, right? The Shaila B'Chacham is Ma'avoda Azos. What does he say? Lachem is the Rasha. A tam or something like that, he says? That's great. Anyway, he brought down a variant text based on a translation of the Septuagint, everyone always asks, the Rosh says Lachem, and the Chacham says, why is he? He says a variant text, he says Otanu. It doesn't say Itchem, it says Otanu, including himself. He goes and answers all the kashas. He goes, why can't you say that? That's a little bit on the course. You can't say that, basing on it. But you see that there are differences in the text. Okay. He spent a lot of time talking about that. Mata, you're okay with that? What? Right, you're missing one letter in Sefer Torah, it's puzzle. So there the Ramah paskins that if you're missing a vav, Mole or Chaser, it doesn't puzzle the Sefer Torah. Which could go back to what you're saying, and maybe a lot of these have to do with vavs. And that was the Avraham Ben-Elzer argument from the Radak. How can it be that they put in? I mean, I don't know the answer. It's just, I think it's just fascinating about this. Are you looking for the pasuk? Clearly, there's a difference. What's the Avraham Ben-Elzer? Maybe he's saying that it's not. He's saying that it's not that Ezra that put the differences. That difference was always there. Oh, here is something else. Here he's saying it's just a variance in the text. Tosafos says it's not there. Tame the Loksi above. He says, how do you get it? He says, you take the vav from the oo. Right. There's a lot of the Bachronim say, what's Tosafos? That doesn't, to say that in one word, you have that a lot where you take it from a pasuk, you take it from one word to another word. But within the same word, a lot of the Bachronim say, what's Tosafos talking about? Not to belittle Tosafos. It seems to be Tosafos is stuck. Tosafos seems to be stuck and is trying to give up something. But because it's clear that our text is different than the text that the Gemara is quoting. Okay. So now we go. The question now is that what? No, chol the chaylev was used as the proof. That was used as the proof that you can't say aim lemikra. You have to say aim lemasora. So now we say no. Now we go back and based according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is a machlokus whether aim lemikra aim lemasora. So if that's the case, right? El olam pligi. There is a machlokas. But where's the machlokas? Menachem, I think this gets to what you asked before. El olam pligi, the hani milki pligi, when is there a machlokas between aim lemikra, aim lemasora? Hecha deshani krumi masoras. That's only when there's a difference in the way the word is written. The chasar above, not above, that's where you have a machlokas, whether you read it in or not. However, of alha, the case of Mitsui you just mentioned, of chaylev and chalav, chalev, the chaylev, the chi hadadininu, the letters are exactly the same, then everyone holds yesh aim lemikra. If the letters are exactly the same, and we read it one way, that's the only way to read it. Because there's no other variants. If you read it one way and it's written another way, that's when there's a machlokas. You could read chalev to be chalev. No one does that. And you can't say, oh, there's aim the mesorah. The mesorah is the same thing as the mikra. It's only when there's a variance between the mikra and the mesorah that's the machlokas. I think that, does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. And the Gemara says, oh, wait a second, I'll bring you down one more pasuk. It could go on forever. What about the idea of, you have to be, of Alila Regel? The pasuk says, Yir'eh, right? It says, and it's written, Yud Resh Aleph Hey, right? The pasuk is, but we read it, Yir'eh Kol Zichurcha. You read it, Yir'eh. It's Dechi Hadodi Ninu. You can read it, Yir'eh and Yir'eh. To see and to be seen, right? Right, the Tanya, we have in the Brisa that says the pasuk says Shalosh Mishana Yireh Kol Zichurcha Shmei Hashem Adon Hashem, that everyone has a mitzvah to go to the base of Mikdash and to be seen before Hashem. Yochanan ben Dahavai Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Hasuma BeEchem Einav, someone who's blind, Potter, he's Potter from Minariah from Aliyah Lareka. Why? Shne Amar Yireh can be read Yireh, so he's to see, and if you can't see, you're Potter. But there's no variance in the text there. It's read different ways, and he's learning out. He's going to Aim LeMesorah. So what's going on here? So he explains it. He says, Kederach Shebo Liros, Kach Bo Liros. Just like you are seen with both eyes, Kabi Yachal Hashem, so too you see with both eyes. If you're missing one eye, you don't have to be seen. So right? Kederach Shebo Liros, Kach Bo Liros. Ma Liros Min Hashem B'Shtei Einav, Ap Liros B'Shtei Einav. But you see from here that even, Menachem, this goes back to your question now, even if the words are written exactly the same, we go based on someone, there's someone who says, aim the Masorah, try to read the variance into it. So Gemara says, no, we'll go back. I'm going to say, fine, you're right. There is even aim the Mikra, aim the Masorah, even if the words are not written differently. The words are not written differently. Even if you could just read it two different ways. Aye, so why by Chelev do we say that it has to be, that it means milk and doesn't mean fat? right? Ela Amar Baka Bered Rav Ika Amakra. The pasuk says Lo Sivashal Gdi. So Lo Sivashal Gdi B'Chalidimo Bishol, right? Derek Bishol Asar Torah. The Torah only answers it. The Torah only answers it Derek Bishol. But they say basically that fats are not cooked. Fats are done by Derek Tigun, which is what? Which is frying. You fry the fats. Very good. But you fry the fats. So but it's only Derek Bishol. So really, according to this Gemara, it seems to me that it's just frying milk and meat together is a derabanan. Is that true? Derech tigun. Right. So what about chicken? So chicken, which is a derabanan to begin with. Chicken is a derabanan to begin with. So doing it not in derech bishul should be only as a derabanan. Should even be usher. It's trade derabanan.
No, but exactly.
I know.
No, the asking across the board.
Everything across the board. Yeah, but okay. So that's what good thing Rabbi walked in the last minute. So. But he says, "Lotz v'shal di b'chalei b'mo." Is we're talking about derech bishul. What's derech bishul? Milk and meat. Milk and the meat is bishul, but the fat in the meat is not bishul because the fat is on derech tigun. That's why we know it's milk and it's not fat. Nothing to do with aim l'mikra, aim l'masora. Okay, we'll stop here. Apparently, yeah. Apparently, now there is words that are in the same because year. How come there was no machlokas by chaylev? Because that's impossible to learn the other way because it has to be derech bishul. It can't be done derech, no other way. Good? All right, stop here.